everybody but your dog. You can all fuck off. Take it. Told everyone I'm a bitch, so I became it. Always had to put yourself above me. I was into you, but I'm over it now. And I was trying to be nice, but nothing's getting through, so let me spell it out. A, B, C, D, E, F. You and your mom and your sister and your job and your Craigslist couch and the way your voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the FU Podcast. This is episode 122, May 19th, 2022. Welcome.
You trying to sound like Tom Brokaw?
Hey, thank you for tuning into the FU Podcast. I got to talk with the marbles in my mouth, you see?
Yeah.
Pam says, hey, what's happening? How you doing, Pam? Pan-Am.
Pan.
122. Can you believe that? 122.
120 fucking two freaking.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And we've been doing this for what? A year and a couple months or something like that?
Something like that. We've been doing it for a hot freaking minute.
Seems like fucking forever. What is that?
Apparently, even though I turned the volume down. It just
it's your fault this time.
I know it is. I take the blame. I figured I brought my iPad
right.
From work. I brought it here. So I was like, at least I can see what's going on. Like if it starts glitching and freezing or whatever.
Pam, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Pam, tomorrow's your anniversary. Anniversary for what? Your wedding? Hey, Molly. Love you, kid. All right.
Hey, what's up, Molly? Are you going to actually stay around or are you going to leave in 5 seconds?
She's going to leave in 5 seconds. She's
she's starting a tradition where she comes in, says hi, and is like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, she's single now, so she's doing what the hell she wants to do, which is about time.
About damn time.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Hi, dads. No. You know that.
Hi, daughter. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
That irritates me more than anything, and she knows it, and that's why she does it. And she's probably, you're eating salmon?
Salmon?
She's eating salmon.
Oh, man. Salmon is good.
All right. So, Pam, you never said what anniversary.
Yeah.
Or did I say wedding? Wedding anniversary or something?
I don't know.
Well, if it is, congrats. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. She didn't say.
I know. All she said was yes.
Molly says, that's country as fuck, saying Salmon.
Oh, God, she knows I hate that.
Wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary. Well, happy wedding anniversary to you, Pam Pam. Happy anniversary to you. Yeah. Whatever.
Damn it.
What are you doing?
I went to plug in my iPad because it's some reason it's been charged all day, right? I get here and it's at 55.
Right.
How the fuck does it lose almost half its power from the time I leave the office to here? Doesn't even make sense.
Well,
which means it's probably going to go dead in about 20 minutes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Thanks for your added input.
Well, probably. Yeah. So I have a quick question right quick. Why are people stupid?
That's a good fucking question.
Why are people stupid? I mean, people are more stupid now than what they were before they were stupid. That was dumb. But
That was real dumb.
Yeah, it was. It was dumb. But who cares? Anyway, why are people stupid?
I don't know, man. That's a million-dollar question.
Well, I mean, they can... What? Ask the homeboy that left me?
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Impeccable.
Yeah.
So I lost all my sound effects. Remember how I had
it?
Yeah. Like
really?
So you got to log into this like service or whatever. Uh-huh. But every time I log in, it gives me a fucking error message.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Marissa.
Hello,
what's up?
Marissa. Hello,
welcome.
Marissa.
Good to have you back.
Hey, was it like your birthday, like a
17th?
Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Well, that was like Tuesday when Andy was here. We could have said like happy birthday to her.
We did, or I did.
I don't remember.
I barely remember. Those fucking Jello shots, man. They had me feeling some kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah, Marissa, good. You're back. And Kayla, yeah, single is great. Molly, enjoy it. You're too young.
You are too damn young. Too damn young to be tied down.
You're too damn young to, yeah.
Be dealing with dumb people's bullshit.
Bullshit. Stupid people. Fucking.
Speaking of stupid people. I don't know, Marissa. Now that you're finally back in town, we can celebrate.
I want to come over Saturday night and celebrate.
Probably.
Yeah.
Although Sunday, well, I was going to say the temperatures are going to be lower, but it's supposed to have rain Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
God,
I know.
Jesus.
And the high on Sunday is supposed to be like 74.
Yeah, 73, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, you're close.
Okay, watch everybody come out and say it's climate change.
Global warming.
Yeah, global warming, climate change, whatever the fuck that is. So
Marissa says, so Saturday we're drinking.
See,
damn.
Told you.
Damn right.
Saturday we're drinking? Or,
yeah, so okay. Now that I finally have the keys to the actual boat, I don't have to hotwire it anymore. I might go, Kayla says, wear a beanie.
Wear a beanie? Who?
You spelled wear wrong, but yeah.
Or well, at least I'm not the only one that has grammar problems.
Hey, that's spelling, not grammar.
Well, whatever. I mean, she...
I know. I'm just
she... Well, whatever. Okay. Anyway, the weather. Tonight is supposed to be clear. I said clear, not queer.
Queer.
Clear. Oh, that's racist. Sorry, LGBTQ.
Hey, Marissa, we got about 1,500 sandwiches. Don't need to cook.
Oh, she said no. She meant exactly what she typed.
Oh, where Bernie? What? Where Bernie? What?
Where Bernie? Bernie Sanders, global warming.
Oh, okay. Oh. I totally missed that connection. My bad.
Have you been drinking already?
Yeah, Kayla, you've been drinking.
It's only.
Are you on that sauce?
Yeah, you've been drinking. All right. Well, whatever. Okay.
Marissa says, "I want a sandwich." All right. What do you want, Marissa? You want salmon?
She wants a salmon.
She wants a salmon.
Or what did they have on Step Brothers? The secret sauce?
The secret sauce. Dude, that was fucking hilarious when we watched it. I forgot how funny it was. I don't know if that was just the alcohol kicked in or whatever, but it was hilarious watching that again.
Yeah. I'm not taking a picture of me. Yeah. Or I'm not the one looking at me, whatever the fuck. Anyway, all right, weather, yesterday was clear. Today is windy. Yeah, it was kind of windy. Tomorrow, high 94, low 74, is windy.
Again.
Uh-huh. Saturday, high 90, low, what does that say, 60? 60.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Ooh, that looks like 80.
That's like good bonfire weather right there.
Yeah, it is. Sunday on the 22nd, high 73, low 62. Thunderstorms. Monday, high 76, low 66.
So the front must be coming in Saturday night. That's why the temperature drops to 60.
Right. Scattered thunderstorms. Tuesday, high 76, low 64. Thunderstorms. Wednesday, high 80, low 64. Isolated thunderstorms. Thursday on the 26th? Yeah, 26th, high 84. Low 64, isolated thunderstorms, and Friday the 27th, high 89, low 70, sunny, and no thunderstorms.
Nice.
That's it.
Hey, just breaking news. Springfield area has a tornado warning for Montgomery County.
Is that in Missouri?
I don't know where the fuck that is.
Dude, this morning, man.
Yeah?
When I was going to work. Uh-huh. Towards the east, dude, there was like a badass lightning show.
Oh, was it? What, at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah, man.
Did it storm or anything last last night?
I don't think so. Well, it just felt.
Was it like heat lightning or something?
No, I don't know. I mean, it was. I mean, there were storms out east, but I don't know. It felt kind of like it rained.
What's up, Misty?
Hey, Misty. What's going on? So it's it felt like that. It felt like that in rain this morning, but I don't know. I mean, just a little bit of humidity.
Kayla says it's in Ohio. She says, oh, no, the Simpsons are going to get blown away.
Well, it's about fucking time. They've been on the air for like 30 years.
Dude, that's one of the – isn't that like the longest –
Yeah, the longest run.
Running show in history? That's so crazy. Who would have thought?
Yep, it is. It is. So anyway, back to people being stupid.
Yeah. You got more to add to that? What happened?
Why?
Where did they touch you?
Why? I mean, you know, it's like I walk in. If I walk into the store, I want to walk into a store and get what I fucking want and leave.
Right.
But people,
who's preventing you from doing that?
Because people, people, and you get these fucking slow ass people in front of you that has to look at everything and touch everything and fucking just, you know, like little fucking kids, you know, just get the fuck out of my way and let me just be on my way and you can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. And then you get these people, you know, like if you're stuck in traffic, like on Squisher. Right?
Yeah.
And everything. And you're on the outside lane that where you can turn right and go to Denton. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at my phone and everything, and people, you know, they scoot up and then you got people behind me fucking honking and everything. Uh-huh. Where the fuck are they gonna go? Why are they in a fucking hurry? You can't be in a hurry. What the hell was that?
It's a new one. Since I don't have mine, I have to, like, just guess which ones.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously. Because, I mean, you know, there's nowhere they can go. So why are they in a fucking hurry and why do they have to honk?
Right. I mean, I understand if somebody's, like, fucking texting and shit and, like, not paying attention and then you're stuck at a fucking red light because it's dumb fuck in front of you. But, yeah. And that's
okay, well, that's me.
That's you? Guilty.
That's the only time I can fucking text is when I'm at a fucking red light.
Oh my god.
But I mean, seriously, they can't go anywhere. Uh-huh. And they, you know, because what I do is I just yell at them and say, why are you in a fucking hurry? You can't go nowhere. You got fucking traffic on both sides of Squisher. You're a fucking idiot, man.
Uh-oh, retard alert.
Is that for me or for the...
That's for the idiots on the road.
Okay, good. Good. So, I mean, you know... Marissa, okay. And what do you mean that you think you're one of those now, Kayla?
I don't know.
I have no idea what she's talking about. But, no. And then the kids.
The kids?
Kids at a checkout.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they just start throwing shit up on the fucking counter and everything, and the parents, they scan it anyway. It's like they're giving the kids anything they want.
Right.
You think I gave my kids anything they wanted? Fuck no.
Yeah, I went to my cousin's house, and I looked at their upstairs, like their game room.
Yeah.
Dude, there was so much toys on the floor, you couldn't even walk anywhere in there. Because she's one that basically, like, will buy the kids anything and everything if they, mommy, I want that. And then she has to, anywhere they go.
Yeah.
And so what does that do? Like, everywhere they go, they think that they're entitled to some kind of, you know, a gift or whatever without ever having to work for it.
No, you know what? Kids nowadays, man, they're fucked up. Now, I mean...
Kayla says, Patrick, you are fitting in with them. They can't hear you yelling at them.
I don't care. I mean, it makes me feel good just to fucking just let it out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to be shot at.
That's true.
Because, I mean, people would say, oh, you're yelling at me? Well, look at this gun and watch the bullet come at your head.
That's true.
You know?
You got to be careful in Texas.
I know. And that's why I don't like really yell that loud.
That loud. He yells quietly under his breath.
Pat, get your head out of your ass. All right, Anthony, whatever.
The truth is, Patrick probably fell asleep at the fucking light. That's why he woke up to fucking honking. And he's like, what?
What the fuck? Jesus Christ, let me sleep at the light. This is a long-ass light. Oh, Swisher, fuck.
Yeah, I avoid Swisher at all, like, costs. I don't care what time of day, and I don't know how many times Waze, like, tries to send me down there. I'm like, nope, not today.
Yeah, I know.
Anthony says he couldn't see the light. He didn't have enough phone books underneath him.
Okay. Fuck both of y'all.
Anthony couldn't see the light because he's fucking asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
Sleep at the wheel.
I was asleep. Yeah, I was asleep.
All right.
Couldn't see the light. All right. Right quick, we have any new listeners in? Come on in. Say hello. Say hello. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say nothing else.
Yes, say hi, so that way we can drink some shots. What's up, Byrony? Long time no see, speak to, no message, no nothing. How you doing?
Hey,
at least on a podcast.
Byrony, what's up? I was going to say the other thing.
Byrony? What was it? What did we say?
Binary.
Binary, that's
yeah, she got mad at me.
She got real mad.
Yeah, she goes, I'm a fiend.
What's up, Andy, and all your balls? What is
oh, that? Don't even start, Kayla. Kayla, don't even start. I will.
Kayla with the zinger.
Yeah.
Kayla says, Sprout, did the lights confuse you and you thought you were back in Santa's workshop?
That's not funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's not funny.
Another one.
That is not funny at all. So.
Anthony replied, LOL.
Yeah. Okay, so is this what? Fucking pick on...
pick on back. Fucking... Hey, it's only fair. You picked on all these fucking people bitching at you in line, so now everybody's bitching at you for holding up the fucking line. It's only fair.
You know what? I'll hold up the fucking line. I don't care. I'll hold up the line. It's okay. Let's see.
What's up, Leslie? And Samantha?
Hey, Leslie. How you doing? It's been a while. Hi, you all right?
How's we got a pretty active show today. We got a lot of people dropping in.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. I'm the line.
Anthony says, I'm the line, mother.
Yeah. Les, how's your dad doing? I didn't know he was where he is until I saw on your Facebook, whatever. So, anyway, I'm just curious to know how your dad's doing. So, anyway, I think that's it for my stupid people.
Oh, okay.
So
we had a special segment last episode or last podcast.
Yeah,
people is stupid. Thanks to you. Hey, you know what? We should just do a segment like every week or every podcast on.
Yeah,
and then like have like clips and shit of people doing stupid shit. I didn't have time to pull any today, so.
Well, let's get Kayla up there and sing karaoke.
Oh, my God. No, we want to keep our audience, not scare them off.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know that. Uh-huh. He's surviving. Yeah, I kind of figured that. I kind of figured that. Well, tell your mom and dad I said hello and all that. So, all right. Okay, thanks. So, anyway, yeah, we should do... a little segment on stupid people. And what's this? Let's play what? Wild and Out, I Will Win?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. That's why I didn't say nothing.
Okay, thanks, Les. Kayla says, let's go in the streets with the mic and do like Joel did on Jay Leno.
Hey, we should do that.
Yeah, we should
do a street.
You know what? That's a good idea.
I dig that.
That's
idea.
A good idea. It really is.
And then we could ask people some of the dumbest questions and see like how they answer it. That would be fucking great.
No, you know what? We should go to like UNT and
ask
all those
ask all the students.
All those kids over there. No fucking be stupid shit. I'm getting my doctorate degree in you know, this and this and this and but I don't know how to answer that. No, okay. Well, whatever. Okay.
Right. And this is our future.
Yeah, these are the people that will be taking care of us.
Right, and then we'll go to like, well, I was gonna say we could go to like to a elementary school or to a park or something, but then I was like, no, that'd be creepy as hell.
That would be creepy with little kids around.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. So anyway, I don't know. We could do that. It'd be fun to do. And we can just have Kayla just walk up to him and, you know, just ask him the questions in a mean way. You know?
Yeah.
She'd be good at that. Ask questions.
I don't know. Nobody could hear.
Why? Or nobody could understand her because she's from Nolens.
Nolens. Yep. Oh, I'll purposely put fucking words like ambulance and stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'll put all the words that she can't pronounce.
What would you do?
All in one sentence.
Right, yeah. What would you do if you were driving and you saw an ambulance?
And you were stuck at a stoplight and everybody's honking at you. What would you do in that situation?
Right. Dumb people are in power right now. Yes, they are.
Yeah, they all are, unfortunately.
Where did that come from, Leslie? I thought that was from Kayla. Oh, Kayla gave us the finger.
Oh, yeah, she did. She said, I'm not mean. What the fuck?
Okay. You're not mean.
We know. You're a sweetheart.
You're saying that. I'm not. But yeah, she knows I'm kidding around, too. So.
Ah, Kayla. Move, bitch. Get out the way. That was my hangman. Hangman that night that nobody could get.
What?
When we played Hangman, I didn't realize there's only like two letters that repeat themselves, in, or like two or three that repeat themselves in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leslie said, buy more guns.
Well, you live out in the middle of the fucking country, Les.
Oh, does she?
Does he?
Oh, he. Sorry.
Yeah, he.
My bad.
No, it's all right. Sometimes.
Andy says, throw a mic in her face and say, do you suck?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fucking great. Yeah, you can just watch their expression.
Yeah, Leslie said.
He. Sorry.
Leslie, are you binary? What are you?
I am binary.
Hey, Les, remember when you had that fro in sixth grade? And when you ran, you had your head back? Well, I mean, if people saw that, they would laugh too, like I did. So,
did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, Les and Anthony.
Uh-huh.
We go back all the way to fifth grade.
I was going to say, did you all go to the same school together?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Elementary, junior high, and high school.
Kayla's going to ask him, do you like the book site?
Yeah.
I mean, you are studying. Do you have book site?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, we should go out and go do that. I mean, like on.
I'm down. I'm gonna get to test all this new audio equipment.
Well, you know what? We should go like to a fucking bar, man, in Denton.
Oh God, and get drunk people answers.
Hell yeah!
Did you know the minute we pull the camera out and start,
they're all going to be going. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be like. Flies on shit. They'll have people, yeah, flexing in the back.
Yeah, doing this and shit.
Kayla said Texas Live. Ooh, I could get my boy DJ over there. That'd be fucking great.
That'd be good. Texas Live or down at the bars on Fry Street.
I wonder how far Texas Live is from my office. It's probably not far.
I don't know where you work.
Dude, I should go. I know, right? You don't even know nothing about me, man. I'm working for the mob now.
Well, good for you.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God. Kayla said, I will sing in between interviews.
No, you won't.
Kayla, we want to keep the audience and not scare them away.
That's true. That's true.
However, I will ask my DJ friend if you could sing on the mic.
In front of everybody at Texas Live.
Yep, and I will videotape that.
I'll
Leslie said he'll sing.
Yeah, well, Leslie can sing.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, he can actually sing.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, karaoke night, Saturday.
Yeah, he can actually sing. Yeah, Les, you and Rhonda come over and we have karaoke night.
Actually, that'd be a great idea. Why not? What the fuck? Yeah.
You know? And then Leslie going to say, well, where you live? Like Dallas? Oh, okay, well, that's too far.
Where does Leslie live?
Leslie lives...
Euless, right?
Les, you, dude, I haven't seen you like in almost 15, 20 years.
Oh, shit.
Where Are you in Bowie? I think you're in Bowie. Are you in Bowie?
Baba Bowie?
Baba Bowie. You're in Bowie, right? Boyd. Okay, well, you're not that far, so just come down 380 to 35 and you're here. Exactly. So it's all good. All right. So you and Rhonda.
Baba Bowie.
Yeah. you and Rhonda come out on Saturday. And yeah, Devin, I think Devin will like you, so it's all good.
Kayla says, man, this show is great. I got a date Saturday and a singing partner all in one episode. All in a matter of 20 minutes.
No, hold on, Kayla. I mean, Les will tell you to sit down because you cannot sing, honey. Come on. You just, I hate to break it to you. You make my ears bleed and make my ears ring and all that. And just make, you know, just, you just can't sing. I'm sorry.
No!
Yeah, I think Kayla, I think Les, once Les hears the first word come out of your mouth, he'll tell you to sit the fuck down.
This will be Les right here.
My dick fell off.
Yeah. Oh, oh shit. Man. Yeah. So yeah, Les, I can if it's all right with Devin, I'll text you the address and everything, and we just hang out Saturday night and you can show Kayla how to sing. How about there you go. How Kayla, yeah. Huh?
I got a clip of Kayla singing. You want to hear it?
I know I can't, Patrick. I'm sorry. You are old, boring, no humor, and you're what? 5 feet? 3 feet.
3 feet.
Oh, okay.
Love you, Matt.
All right. Yeah, this Saturday, Les. This Saturday. Cancel all your plans. Whatever you have on Saturday, and come on out and everything, and we'll hang out. Then we'll.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the wrong sound, sir. That's what Kayla said. That's what Kayla said.
Oh, of her singing?
Yeah, that's the wrong sound. So. Yeah, it'd be fun. And then, you know, who 3 feet, 1 inch. Fuck you, Andy. I mean, Anthony. Here, this is for you, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, he's probably going, yeah, fuck you. So anyway, and then, yeah, maybe we'll have a live stream, on FU of, you and Kayla singing together.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Now good. Kayla's adding 3 feet, 1.1 inch.
Yeah. Okay. 3 feet, 1.1 inch. Whatever. 1.1 inch. Okay. Again, anybody that's new in the audience, say hello. I want a shot.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, got
say,
a cooler
at least
shit
say
here.
Hi or okay. Something. And we'll acknowledge you.
Right.
And we'll, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So at least say hello. I mean, right. Doesn't
don't,
hurt.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, don't be scared. Just say hi, you know.
Oh wait,
so anyway. All right. Well, do we want to get into some local news or just keep shooting the shit?
We can get into local news.
Okay.
I'm sure we can start shoot the shit on one at least one of the stories.
Oh yeah. New charges added for Dallas Koreatown salon shooting suspect. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, so originally when it first broke, they said that it wasn't going to be a hate crime, but then I guess they reversed and the FBI actually did get involved, and now they're adding new charges. Basically, Jeremy Smith, 37, had delusions about Asian Americans trying to harm him and was fired from his job for verbally attacking his boss, Dallas police said. And you know where this all stemmed from, right?
No.
Ironically, for what you mentioned earlier.
Right.
He had an accident.
People?
He had an accident. Somebody, an Asian person, hit him. And so he's like basically hates all Asian people because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb. Stupid.
So, yeah. So, be careful.
So, he's part of the stupid people.
Yes, he's part of the stupid people.
Oh, okay. All right. So, he's... Okay, he's part of the stupid people.
But yeah. They're actually... They think that this crime was actually a string of recent shootings that they think he's tied to a lot of... events and stuff that have been happening against the Asian community because they found his gun. It's a 22 caliber rifle. They said that he fired 13 times at the victims.
Really? And, did he miss all 13 times?
I guess, man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know. Because
he missed all 13 times.
I mean, he hit some people, but like it didn't like, you know, kill anybody or anything like that. Thank God.
Leslie said the gun just went off on its own and missed all 13 people. No, I added that. Yes, stupid.
Kayla says I hate all Priuses for that same reason. See, Kayla, that'd be classified as a hate crime.
What, having a Prius is classified as a hate crime?
Yep. She's hating on Priuses. Or Prii.
Okay. Well, shit. Let's see. Fort Worth police officer was arrested in Colorado on domestic violence charge.
Say what?
Yeah, he's with the stupid people too.
Oh, Jesus, what'd he do?
Fucking idiot. I mean, why? I don't get it, but I'm about to open the story.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Open her up.
Yeah, so a Fort Worth police officer was placed on restricted duty following his arrest in Colorado in domestic violence incident, the department announced yesterday. The former police official said officer identified as Corporal James Howard was arrested in Rio Grande.
Oh, shit, he's a corporal.
Yeah,
damn.
Rio Grande County. He knows better.
Yeah,
in southern Colorado. Contacted the department May 15th about the incident that occurred while he was off duty. Police said it began its administrative investigation and Howard was placed on restricted duty and stripped of his police powers.
He had been with the department for 26 years and was assigned to the weapons range, police said.
What a dumbass.
See, and that's my thing. And that's the problem.
That's how you fuck up a career, man.
But here's the problem. Like, the judicial system, they automatically go, oh, he's been 26 years. Oh, yeah, he can't do any wrong. Like, that's their mentality. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially that he's a corporal and everything else. So, like, this is going to be an interesting trial to see what actually, you know, sentence wise what happens, you know what I mean?
Right. I think Anthony and Leslie and Andy is all still in the Koreatown salons.
They are, man.
Yeah.
Apparently we need to go back to the Koreatown.
Yeah. Okay, so 13 misfires. Hey Anthony, I've had more than 13 misfires.
And that was just last night.
No, it wasn't. No.
Penis.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, what kind of redneck is this guy? I don't know. Leslie, look at yourself.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Les is probably going, hee, the motherfucker. And Andy, how the fuck do you miss with the 22?
Run, bitch! Run!
That's what they all did. That's what they all did.
That's how you missed.
not with the tip.
Maybe, yeah, he just got him with the tip. Hey, he got him with the last show.
Yeah, he got him with the tip of the bullet.
Just the tip. Nothing else.
Just the tip. Nothing else. So, okay. So, are y'all caught up on everything? Everybody? Are y'all caught up? Okay.
Yeah, they're still on the Asian Korean. Oh,
y'all still on the Korean town thing? Yeah, he's in trouble. Okay. All right. So,
there is no recoil on a fucking 22. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Okay. So, okay. Are they just now? Or maybe they're just now getting the police officer in Colorado thing too?
Right.
No, they're all still talking. They're all still talking about the tip.
Welcome to the rice fields, motherfucker.
Is that racist?
Everybody likes the tip. All right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so, all right. Molly, you're back. You're back? Wow.
She's back.
She's back. Oh, my God.
Back for more.
Okay. All right, next one. Three possible hate crimes in 1 week. What needs to be done to move forward? Not have them.
Right.
There you go.
Fucking problem solved.
Fucking simple, right there.
Kayla says, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just a tip. Pew, pew. Yeah.
I wish I had my pew, pew button, but I don't have it, damn it.
All right, let's see.
Ariana says, joining in, and all I hear is something up the tip.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ariana.
What's happening? How you been?
Yeah, how you been?
How you doing?
Yeah, how's mama doing? Anyway, okay. Did they see or did they hear? Anybody hear about the police officer arresting Colorado for domestic violence?
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a
They're
shit.
They're like, yeah, we're on the next one. But hey, this story relates to the Asian one, so we can talk about this one.
Okay, what? Which one?
The three possible hate crimes in 1 week.
Well, I already gave a solution for that one. Just don't fucking have them. Tips are great. All right. Well, everybody's still talking about the tip. Okay. Everybody in the audience, let out.
A bunch of perverts.
Yeah. Let out what you can do with the tip. Okay. Busy with work, getting a second job, hopefully. Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't I tell you that? Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, we might put you to work over here. How far away do you live? She lives close, right?
She's where? Pilot Point.
That's not that far.
Yeah, we could put her to work over here.
Yeah, because we still desperately need to upload all the audio content, and I'm pretty sure she's probably, you know, tech savvy, unlike somebody.
Maybe she is.
Hey, Ariana, are you tech savvy? Do you understand social media?
Probably not.
She's like, I'm posting here right now, aren't I?
Yeah, right. Probably.
You rest your case.
All right. So,
Kayla says, you do everything you do with the nip. Oh, God. Now we're going from tip to the nip.
All right. Well, everybody just put out.
Why is it okay for men? Yeah, everybody put out just the tip.
Put out the tip.
If you ain't got a tip, put out the nip. There we go.
There you go.
This is the quote of the day.
Yeah, there you go. It's so fucking simple right there.
If it ain't the tip, it's the nip.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right. Okay, just in case anybody hasn't heard, three possible hate crimes in 1 week, what needs to be done to move forward?
Yes.
I don't know.
They should shut down Koreatown. That's basically. I mean, it's the same concept.
Man, what are you talking about?
You go after the gun, right? For, you know, like, hey, let's just close all the Korean and all the Asian towns. Yeah, that will solve the problem, right?
No.
Instead of going after the person that fucking did it, we go after all the other shit that surrounded it. Makes no fucking sense.
Right. Well, shit.
Samantha says, Patrick just wants everybody to put out facts. Anthony says, he's going back to the original 20 minutes ago. Stop looking at your phone in traffic.
Hey, April.
Hey, April, what's happening?
How y'all doing? Hey, April, did you know there was three possible hate crimes in 1 week? We're all trying to figure out what to do about it. Just don't have them. There you go.
Law and order, right?
Is that
there?
Law and order?
That's law and order.
Okay, SVU or something like that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, okay. I'm not racist, very, very far from it. But I truly believe there is two races that shouldn't have license. That's racist.
She didn't say which ones it were. Yeah. But we all know. We all know.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay, so I got to tell the story. So
go ahead.
I was going up on some bridge. Like, it was kind of like the high five, like, type of. I think it might have been actually the high five. And I just happened to look in my rear view, and there was this white Honda.
Okay.
Slams into the fucking wall. Mind you, this road is fucking straight.
Really?
Yes. What a we hadn't even gone to the apex of
that
the curve
goes
yet.
Back to fucking stupid people.
We're literally working our way up this ramp, right? I just happened to look. I don't know why, because I hardly ever look in my rear view.
Right.
Something told me to just look in the rear view. And I'm literally like, I'm almost wrecking because I'm looking at this dumb fuck. Because I'm like going around the turn, right? And he just smashes into the wall. But to make matters worse, he ricochets off that wall and then smashes into the other wall. And I'm like going,
what a dumbass.
What the fuck? And then he finally comes to a stop and his car is literally blocking the entire fucking ramp. And I'm like, yes, this is why you should not have a fucking license.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And yes, going to what Kayla said.
Yeah. And April says, it's all over the news. I don't have a clue how to fix things. Well, neither.
Patrick has a solution.
I have a solution. Just don't fucking do it.
Yeah, just don't do it. Just don't commit crimes. You won't have no fucking problem.
Yeah. Simple.
Yeah. It's really that simple.
It can be simple. Mm-hmm. Everything can be simple, but everything has to be fucking hard.
It does. Especially the tip. And the nip.
I'm not laughing.
Anthony says, I'm not laughing. It's got a big I gotta laugh.
This is fucking stupid.
Anthony says he was playing bumper cars.
Against a concrete
wall.
Against a fucking concrete
I think
barrier.
The wall won.
Yeah.
I fought the wall and the wall won.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. Well.
Kayla and the taco. Kayla, where's the chopsticks?
No. No,
Leslie says,
no.
LOL, stupid people. People like that should not survive stupid stuff like that.
You're absolutely right.
You know, the worst part was is he had a female in the car, and I'm like going, fuck, they're going to reproduce. Then we're going to have more of these stupid fucking drivers on the road.
Or he was just trying
to... Oh, there it is. There it is, Kayla.
What is that?
The Asian rice box. The to-go box. Anthony says, and they vote. Oh, fuck.
So were they Asian or Indian?
They were Asian.
Of course.
Yes. I said they were driving a Honda. Like, that should have given it away.
Well, I didn't think about that part.
And then Kayla sent a picture of a camel.
because I've seen other
That's
people.
Racist,
I've seen people from other countries drive a Honda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, Kayla's son's driving a Honda.
Cool.
And it's
boy. He's from
Kayla. What's the name of
his
Honda?
New Orleans too, or is he just from Texas?
I forget. I think he was born in Texas.
Well, good.
I think JC was born in Louisiana. I don't know.
Oh, I feel sorry for JC.
I know. Poor thing. Yeah. Rest her little heart.
Yeah.
Oh, she's home from college, by the way.
Oh, well, hello, JC.
Kayla's can't even operate a shopping cart at Costco. Take license away. Give non-motor vehicle. No, because then they'll buy it. Well, I was going to say they'll buy a Tesla. And that's
they'll buy a fucking bike and run into the concrete burn with the fucking bike.
Oh, she says Alex and JC are both from Louisiana.
Oh, damn. Well, sorry, Alex and JC.
Oh, so that's why Chase is the only normal one. That makes
sense. That's right.
You almost You almost
almost
fucking Dr. Pepper
almost,
everywhere.
Almost, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you get a bicycle and run into the concrete barriers, too.
Yeah, on a high rise, fucking
No. Those Jehovah Witness people.
That's true.
You know, with a white shirt and black ties and shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe they still do that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that. I mean, how brave are they? Because, I mean, if they come and knock on a door, we'd like to talk to you about this and this and this. Get away from me before I pull out my gun and just blow your fucking head off. You know?
Hey, you can't say that, man.
Why?
That's why we have violence. That's why we had the last two stories.
Oh, that's why we had hate crime. Sorry.
That's a hate crime.
I fucked up. Sorry, it's okay.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Yes, sir.
I fucked up.
Yeah. All right. Well, this next story is kind of...
Speaking of fucked up.
Yeah, this story is kind of fucked up. In Irving, Irving PD says a man sexually assaulted young boys at apartment complex.
Special place in hell for this motherfucker.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. I don't even have the story pulled up.
A 10-year-old boy claimed Jose Robles touched him inappropriately while Robles' daughter was babysitting him. Police said that this is just the most recent case of abuse. They're looking for more possible victims at the Agave Apartments in Irving near Beltline Road and Highway 183. The cases could go back as early as 2008. Are you
holy
fucking
shit
kidding me? Why is this guy on still on the street?
Well, I don't know, but Leslie said his feelings are hurt.
Uh-oh, why?
Why?
Kayla says, dang, mood killer.
why is your feelings hurt, Leslie? I'm waiting. Hurry, fast. And why? Who are you calling mood killer?
Just talking about the story.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want to talk about it. Hey, but there is some good news.
What's that?
ERCOT expects to meet peak demands this summer.
Oh, wait. They're going to actually not tell us all the
they
fucking
expect
have
to.
Yeah.
They're not saying that they're going to.
Yeah, they expect
They expect to, you know. Oh, story. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. It sucks. Yeah.
Texas has already had record electricity demand. It's all them fucking Californians. Conservation alerts and power plants falling offline. But the power grid operators say they are prepared for even hotter weather. Dude, on my way here, my car said 113 degrees.
Yeah, mine said 99.
I don't know where the fuck my temperature sensor is, but it's fucking clearly off.
Right. Yep. Let's see. Yeah, they say that, you know, they're going to, you know, meet demands or whatever. So, and Leslie said he's going to get solar now.
Yeah, actually, I looked into getting solar. They were going to put, I think it was 42 LG panels on my house. And then I talked to a couple other people that were in the solar business or whatever.
Right.
The challenge is ERCOT and the electric providers. They used to, back in the day, used to give you a check for the surplus.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. This is why the
Of course not.
This is why the whole system is fucked.
Well, of course they're not going to give it, because they want to keep the money for themselves.
Exactly. To give it to your neighbor and then charge your neighbor for that surplus of electricity.
That's how it works.
Dude, this is why, like, Tesla, why he was killed way long time ago, was because he was basically had a way to give electricity to everybody in the world
right.
for free. And then what was it? Chase. What the hell is that guy's name? Anyway, one of the investor people way back in the day basically said, wait, we can't make money off of this. And then miraculously all of his, inventions and shit disappeared. And then he got.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Leslie says, I have 58 panels. Holy shit. JP Morgan. 50. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, 58 panels.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's a lot.
Yeah. So I had 42, but the thing was, they weren't going to put them in the front because I had trees. But now that I don't have trees, they can put even more. But I don't plan on staying here you got to at least stay wherever you are for at least 7 years to at least get on the positive side of what you pay.
Right.
And I don't plan on staying here 7 years. I've already been here almost 20. That's plenty of fucking long time.
Yeah, it is. let's see. The next one is for you.
It's for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. So I was talking to Kayla the other day, and she told me that her son left the high school prank early because police and fire got called. And at the time I was like, okay, you know, high school pranks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But apparently it made international news, not just national news. It made international news because apparently in Frisco, they went a little hog wild, literally. No, they didn't have hogs in the fucking building or anything. But Frisco's Memorial High School was forced to end their school year a couple days early due to a vandalism incident. Like to see it?
Kayla said that was last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
It wasn't a couple nights ago.
Okay, last night. My nights were together. Sorry. So here's the
Frisco Memorial High School was forced to shut down today and tomorrow due to significant vandalism on campus.
Significant.
And a message sent to parents. School leaders said they decided to close the school due to air quality issues. Kennedy Walker's live outside.
Too many kids farting in there.
Kennedy, there are several videos of this incident posted on social media, and it's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I was very disturbed.
Hey, good morning.
I was too.
This seems to be a senior prank gone wrong here at Frisco's Memorial High School. For the last hour, you can see behind me.
Hey, tell Alex, congratulations, you made international news.
To help tackle the damage. Now, here's an up-close look at what happened. In these videos posted on social media, captioned senior prank, hashtag 2022, you can clearly see that it's Memorial High School.
You know what's going to happen, right?
Several students TP'd the building, set off multiple fire extinguishers, wrapped security cameras, and plastic wrap.
But we fixed that problem.
Plastered the walls with sticky notes and so much more. Now, the damage is estimated in the thousands of dollars and includes
thousands
in destruction. Letter to parents saying, in part, a small group of students from Memorial High School was approved to use post-it notes on the walls to decorate and place messages around the
that was not post-it notes.
Their senior prank last night. And while staff members were on site to monitor the students, the situation developed rapidly, and the Frisco Police Department and fire departments became involved. Now, the district says they're
working
closely with the police department to identify those responsible, and they say when they catch those students, they will be prosecuted to the highest extent of the law.
Reporting
in Frisco, Kennedy Walker, CBS 11 News.
Kennedy, thank you.
So the latest I heard is
Representative from Carrollton.
Oh, shut up.
And
the latest of what I heard is that they're making the students basically pay back.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Kayla said, my son only bought the sticky notes. Hey, I'm not even upset. He is graduating tomorrow. I'm very proud. However, we don't have this tradition in Louisiana. Yeah, I had to talk to Kayla last night about it because it was like new to her. I hope Marissa's still on because she could talk about this too, because we did some foul ass shit to her school. But if so, I would definitely have been on it. Don't judge.
Yeah.
Leslie says thousands of dollars, lightweights. I know, that's right? Exactly what I was like. Ooh, thousands of dollars. In this economy, fuck, that's like a gallon of gas.
Yeah, fucking gas. Don't even get me started on gas.
Yeah, fucking gas.
Gas is stupid. Gas prices is stupid.
Is stupid.
Is stupid.
Yeah, I was telling Kayla, so my high school, so there's this one road called 98 that goes into the high school, right? It's only one road that goes in, right? We graffitied the entire fucking road.
Right.
And I mean, we're talking, this is like several miles long. How they all did that is beyond me, but it got worse. So they didn't just stop there. They went and got a bunch of cows because there's a lot of agricultural areas around there. And they brought them up the stairs. And if anybody knows about cows, they will go upstairs, but they will not come down.
You ever went cow tipping?
I have not.
Leslie, didn't we go cow tipping? I think we did.
I do have a funny story about cow tipping, though.
I went cow tipping one time in Course Canner.
Course Canner?
Yeah. It's been a while since we brought a Course Canner.
So, this guy I know, and we're friends on Facebook, went to my high school, actually went to my elementary school too, and middle school. He used to have a Z71 jacked up white pickup truck.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, when I talking about jacked up, I mean, I could park my car underneath it. Like, that's how jacked up it was.
Yeah, we did. That's right. Wasn't that, hold on, I'm sorry. He's about to leave.
Okay.
I mean, I know what he needs to do. Was it me, you... Les, me, you, Scott Robinson, and Jesse Bettis, maybe, or something like that. We went cow tipping or something. Anyway, yeah. All right, go. Bye. See you.
All right, thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and like and subscribe and turn on the notifications so that way you know when we go live. That's for everybody, too, not just you, Leslie.
But I was for real, not a sex thing. Oh, you were fucking cows while we were tipping the cow. You sick ass.
Hey, just the tip. You just put the tip. This new meaning to cow tip.
That's right. You just put the tip in, right? Okay. All right.
Kayla says she's been armadillo and possum tipping. It's fun.
Fuck you.
I was waiting for that response.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Oh my god.
In case you audience members don't know, Patrick hates possums.
I hate possums. I cannot stand possums. Just a tip. He said just a tip. He put just a tip in the cow. There was a rumor that Leslie went around fucking cows, but I didn't think it was true. He just proved it, 35 years later. So, possums are your friend. No, they're not. They're not my friends. Nope. Don't care. All right. Let's see. Extreme heat and drought conditions fuel several Texas wildfires in Democratic counties.
It does not say in Democratic counties. Shut the fuck. Why do you got to make everything political? This is what's wrong with you.
Because I thought this.
Kayla says, okay, Leslie, I may have to get a different singing partner.
Oh, man. You know, I find it funny. Like, this is why I pulled this story, is because we never had wildfires until all the fucking Californians moved here.
Exactly. That's why I said Democrat.
Ban all the Californians.
That's why I said it.
We should give them a one-way ticket back to California.
Austin is just the new California.
For real, it is. And it's just as dirty and nasty as it was California.
Right. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to say nothing.
Okay.
I ain't going to say anything. I ain't going to say nothing about nothing. All right. 911 dispatcher who allegedly hung up on woman inside Tops during mass shooting is on leave.
So that was one of the things that I reported on the last podcast, was how this 911 dispatcher basically hung up, and it took her boyfriend to call back in order to get the police to finally show up. But I mean, when an incident like this happens, like, seconds are everything, like literally. And we have more on this story too, in a different section. I think we can, I'll move it and we can talk about it.
All right.
Where the hell did it go? Oh yeah, here it is.
Are you moving it?
No, it's down here in International.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with this incident and then the one that was in New Zealand. You remember the church incident?
Oh yeah, in New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So so that's why it's in International, because it has to do with both stories. Basically what it is, a catastrophic failure. And here, I'll put it on here so people can see the article. A catastrophic failure. Computer scientist Haney Farid on why violent videos circulate on the internet. Hashing would allow copies of videos to be removed from social media, but tech companies can't be bothered to make it work. You know, it's so funny how, like, they ban other people and they, like, you know, with Facebook and YouTube and stuff, how they take down all these, videos and stuff that aren't even violent or, anything type of bad. But meanwhile, like the shooter and stuff that happened on Twitch.
Right.
That was taken down supposedly in minutes. But it was still enough time for people to create edited copies of the video and share it on other platforms like Streamable, Facebook, and Twitter. So how do these companies work to flag and take down videos of violence that have been altered and spread on other platforms in different forms that may be unrecognizable from the original video in the eyes of the automated system? On its face, the problem appears complicated, but according to Haney Farid, a professor of community science at UC Berkeley, there is tech solutions to this uniquely tech problem. Tech companies just aren't financially motivated to invest resources into developing it. So it's basically, they were talking about, the shooting in Christchurch in New Zealand, that basically you can look that up and it still exists. And that shooting was like years ago. But it's crazy how, like, they target all these other content and all these other things, but yet they, allow these videos to, still be out there.
Right.
Man, this is a long ass fucking article. I am not reading all that shit.
No, I wouldn't.
This guy goes into depth. Yeah. So basically he said there is a solution. It's just nobody wants to pay the price to fix the problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, negativity and violence and stuff like that, that's what, you know, creates numbers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I get it.
So you want to talk about your Florida man?
Sure. Hold on. Let me get out of this.
Yeah. What are you in?
You
looking at porn again?
Yep.
Cool.
Hold on. Let's see. Florida man attacks driver with knife during road rage incident. Wow. Why are people stupid? Really, Mint? What the hell is that? Oh, really? Come on.
What?
I don't. Oh.
What?
Can you get into that? Because
you get the ad blocker.
Yes.
Yep. Fucking Fox.
Damn Fox.
All right. Well, here I'll just see if I can
okay.
Find a video clip.
All right.
Come on, Fox. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, it's a little short shit bald fuck.
Yeah. Oh, he is short, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what?
Fox.
We can cancel
this. Fuck Fox and their bullshit. Jesus fucking. And no way. We got to watch a 30-second commercial. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck you, Fox.
Yeah,
Fuck you and your fucking commercials.
Yeah, screw Fox.
You fucktards. It's okay. Yes, but this, speaking of fucking stupid people, fuck you, Fox. We got 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, here
okay.
we go. And watch this. It's probably like the clip's only 10 seconds long.
Probably.
Actually, 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Damn. All right,
do it. You got a knife. He doesn't have nothing. You got a knife. You got a knife.
It's illegal.
What? That's legal?
This is legal.
You're a turn right and red
that's
when
right,
green
right
lights.
On red. Right on red. Bro, I'm telling you. You can do it. Don't.
I'll take your truck, my.
Take his truck!
Get on your bike and go. Get on your bike and go. Get on your bike and go.
Little tough guy. Look at his little short shit fuck.
A little short shit.
Oh no, babe, I got it on film.
Oh, don't bring a knife to a gunfight, dumb fuck.
You just stab. I got it on film.
Oh, look, little badass is now walking away. You little short shit fuck.
You just swiped it, knife, and I got it right here. After! He pulled a gun after you swiped the knife at him! Can you call the-
Hey, there's a good 1 minute 20 seconds in before that guy pulled a gun. Kudos to that guy. He
yeah.
didn't pull it out to the- Absolutely had to.
Yeah.
I didn't- You just swiped at him. Ooh, $8 case.
Yeah, call the cops, you dumb fuck.
Oh.
Kayla says people need more tips in their life, I guess. The world would be happier. You damn right.
You just swiped at him. That's assault. That's attempted assault with a deadly weapon, mother...
Yeah. Assault? Like a salt shaker?
Yeah, a salt shaker.
Yeah.
That's not legal! It's bigger than your... It's not legal!
Except for in Texas, you can carry a katana. Oh, why you gotta be driving a Tundra, you fucktard?
Yep. Because you swiped your knife and I have it on camera. Yeah, we're here. We're here. He just swiped his knife at my husband. I have it on film.
Yep, he's still here.
Okay.
I got it on film where he swiped.
Got you, bitch.
That's good.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I'm hideous.
She's hideous.
She's hideous? What the fuck? God.
Out of all that I got, She's hideous.
She's hideous. Therefore, he needed a knife to protect himself from the hideousness. God. Wow. There's your segment, People is Stupid.
People is Stupid. Why? I don't get it. I mean, why? Never mind. Forget it. It's okay. All right. So, the next one. Kansas town reverses decision removing In God We Trust from police cars after uproar.
Huh. Uproar from who?
Let's see.
What'd you get? Another ad? Fucking
another ad.
God. Oh, of course. It's stay off of fucking Fox. Jesus fucking Christ. Every fucking story you pull is from Fox.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You fucking you ass clown. You
okay.
Fucking Trump supporter. You gotta call ass me clown.
Trump supporter. No, I'm not.
Only Trump supporters watch fucking Fox.
No. I'm not.
And Trump pull supporter. Stories from Fox.
I'm not Trump.
Fixed news. I'm not Trump. Fake news.
You said fixed news.
It is fixed news.
Okay. All right. The city council of Haven, Kansas, voted 3-2 on Monday to reverse a unanimous decision they made May 2nd to remove In God We Trust from decals from the city's police cars following an uproar from some in the community.
So how do you feel about that? Because, you know, technically there's supposed to be a separation between church and state. So
but not police and...
Police is state. I hate to tell you.
No comment.
You can't no comment, motherfucker.
No comment. No comment. No comment. No nope. comment. I can't get this thing to close now.
That's what you get for fucking.
Damn it.
Getting fucking.
Oh, there it goes.
Box.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even want to read the next one.
Dow has the worst day since 20 fucking 20.
That doesn't.
I'm literally watching my stocks and my. Actually, I got out of crypto, so I'm not losing that bad, thank God.
Right.
But I got into weed because I was like, cannabis, that
You're
whole.
Smoking
industry,
weed?
No, not. I'm not smoking weed. I got into investing in the weed market because the legalization and shit was supposed to happen. But it's tanking just like all the other shit is. So I was like, man, you can't fucking win.
Yeah. Okay.
Anthony wants to know where and what document says there is a separation of church and state.
There you go.
There is one. I forget. Constitution.
It's
that
not,
document.
It's not in the Constitution.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I guess I wasn't paying.
You can Google it.
I guess I wasn't paying attention that day in government. since my teacher, you know, she was schizo.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was schizophrenic.
So the Dow shed 1,164 points in the worst day since 2020.
2020, yeah.
That's only 2 years. But then when I click on the thing, fucking Fox, Jesus fucking Christ. Once again, I click on the goddamn video and it says 2008. What the fuck? Fox, get your shit together. Fuck. No wonder fuck. Oh, God, I hate Fox. Fuck you, Fox, and your fucked up news, and you fucking suck at life.
That's funny.
Fuck you, Patrick.
Let's see. Misty says the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Kayla says it's against the Constitution.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Didn't mean to start anything on that.
Eh, why not?
Yeah, why not? No, we're not gonna. Nope. Not gonna. Hey, mask mandates could return as COVID-19 cases hospitalization rises.
You know what's funny is I have an international story that relates to this that I was just like, when I read it, I was like, this can't be true. Like, literally, my fucking mind was like, blown.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it has to do with this. So we can. Well, we'll
get what is it? What does it say?
Well, talk about this and we'll talk about that.
Okay. All right. Did I pull this from Fox 2? Yeah, I did. No, Fox 4.
Yes, Fox 4. Once again, fuck. Dude, are you sucking the dick of Mr. Fox himself?
No,
or what? Jesus fucking Christ.
No,
every fucking story is from Fox.
Okay.
I'm not going to hate on you. At least you pulled stories.
COVID-19 cases are increasing in the United States again, and could get even worse over the coming months. Federal health officials warned yesterday, in urging areas hardest hit to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking.
Increasing numbers of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations are putting more of the country under guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, also known as CDC, and prevention that call for masking and other infection precautions.
Right.
Right now, the concentration is in Northeast and Midwest. Wasn't that where it always is? Northeast?
Yeah.
New York? Because everybody's on top of each other?
Yeah. Austin?
Austin.
Yeah, everybody's on top of each other there. They're all from California.
Speaking of Florida,
mm-hmm.
A Florida deputy is charged after a biker is cooked alive in a dramatic taser arrest. So get this shit. A Florida deputy has been charged after allegedly tasing a suspect who was pumping gas.
Really?
Touching off a fireball that caused third-degree burns across more than 75% of the man's bodies. The man's body. Wow.
Bodies.
I was thinking, let the bodies hit the floor. And I'm like, oh, God, that's not wrong. Bad timing.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, do stupid shit, win stupid prizes or some shit. How does it go?
I don't know.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. There mm-hmm. you go.
Yep.
He's had to undergo 6 surgeries since February 27 when the incident happened. He was literally cooked alive. Cops are attempting to arrest Barreto, a motorcyclist they say was riding recklessly and had pointed a gun at other motorists. Barreto's lawyer, Mark Najame, insists his clients hadn't committed a crime, has no criminal history, and continues to undergo excruciating surgeries in order to save his life.
Ooh. Yep.
What I want to know is, did they actually find a gun on him, or is this just so he was a just fucking story?
It's like what Kayla said. Was he just standing there pumping gas, or?
Yeah, Kayla, I'm right. Oh wait, we do have footage. Oh shit!
Asking you shall receive. Hold on. It's and not Fox, so therefore we ain't gonna have 15 fucking commercials. Oh, he's riding a dirt bike. I'm thinking of like a crotch rocket. He attempts to purchase gas.
Sure that, Kayla.
Yep, please.
So he's
stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, so he's pumping gas. Where is he?
He's over there. He's in the bike. He's right in center frame.
Oh, okay.
Center upper frame.
Okay.
He pulled in on a dirt bike. Looks like a maybe a 250, maybe. Yeah, it's definitely doesn't look like it's a street legal because I don't see turn signals or anything like that. So
right.
They could have gotten him for driving, an unlawful vehicle on the roadways.
True.
But that's not what they got him for. So where the hell's this cop?
So what were they getting him for?
They said they were getting him because he brandished a weapon and supposedly was driving erratic.
Oh, there's a kid.
There's a kid running. I don't see the cop. Where's the cop? Oh.
There he is.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Dude, you tackled the guy while he's getting... Are you kidding me?
Where's this at? California?
So, wow. So now the gas is leaking on the ground because he didn't put the cap. Yeah, see? Pouring out. And it's all over him because the cop fucking tackled him.
Uh-huh.
Now he's tasing him. Oh, my God. Jesus fuck. How stupid can you fucking be?
That's a fucking lawsuit.
That is a huge lawsuit. Holy shit.
And where did that happen?
Florida.
Oh.
Of course.
Of course it did. Of course it happened in Florida. Leslie wants to talk about the tip.
And that was a big fucking cop too.
Yeah. Good God, man. Why? What? I mean, I don't know, man.
That's just stupid. Like, come on, think about it. Electricity, you were taught at a fucking young age.
Yeah, it's not good.
Electricity. That's why they tell you to turn off the fucking vehicle at the gas pump, which we all know is bullshit anyway.
Okay, so that's what she said. All right, let's see.
Which I know for a fact, I've owned many dirt bikes, ridden them. It's damn near impossible to fucking shoot a gun or brandish a gun or wave a gun around while you're riding a dirt bike.
Right.
Because you have a clutch and you have the throttle. How the fuck are you going to...
Yeah, I know.
I'm like...
I know.
Yeah,
it just doesn't
fucking make sense.
So ISIS and Al-Qaeda is regrouping in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's fucking wonderful.
That's great. That's all we need.
Yep.
Yep. It's all we need, along with Putin.
Kayla, he ain't protecting citizens if he's lighting the motherfucker on fire.
That's true. True, true, true.
You're creating a hazardous situation. There's all that gas and all those pumps there. One big ass fiery inferno.
No shit. Yep. That's true.
So your next story, you said Russian soldiers on trial in the first Ukraine war crimes case. From what I read, to elaborate on this story, that they actually apologized. They said they were sorry, the Russian soldiers and shit, for doing all the stuff that they did. Not that it makes it better.
True.
It's the first time a member of the Russian military has been prosecuted for war crimes during the 11-week conflict. A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the northeast village of Chupakachka during the first days of
the
war.
What the fuck was that?
That was the name of this place.
You know, it sounds like a name. Sounds like a language.
God damn it, Dan. Together now.
No, it sounds like, you know, on Men in Black, when Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones was talking to the aliens. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he faces up to life in prison under a section of the Ukrainian criminal code that addresses the laws and customs of war. I love how there's laws in war.
There's like, laws in war?
To me, that like sounds like an oxymoron.
That's...
Yeah. So what I was getting to when you were talking about the COVID thing...
Yeah?
This next story right here.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. You gotta be kidding me. The link didn't fucking...
Oh, is that North Korea?
Yeah. Do you see how many?
2 million a week?
2 million. And I had to double verify this because I saw that number and I'm going,
wow.
They just reported one case. How did they go from 1 to 2 million? So, yeah. So here you go. North Korea's COVID tally nears 2 million a week after it acknowledged the first case.
Wow.
North Korea's COVID-19 outbreak soared to nearly 2 million by Thursday, exactly a week after the Hermit Kingdom admitted its very first case. The secretive nation, which until last week dubiously claimed to have completely escaped COVID for 2.5 years, confirmed 262,270 more cases on Thursday. That took the tally to more than 1.98 million sickened with the fever. The official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said.
Right.
However, experts believe the tally is likely far higher given the isolated nation's lack of testing abilities, with the death toll also likely to rocket due to the lack of key medical supplies and intensive care units, ICUs. The outbreak started late April and spread after despot Kim Jong Numbnuts oversaw a huge parade marking the 110th birth anniversary of the state's founding grandfather, South Korea's News agency, citing lawmakers briefed by Seoul's spy agency. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you think they're going to go on fucking lockdown?
Fuck no.
I hope this motherfucker gets it. That's all. Well, actually, only thing I can
actually
think
I hope he doesn't, because his
I hope his whole family does.
His sister will be in charge after that, and she's a bitch.
I know, she's worse than he is. Like he's calm compared to her.
Right.
She'll light off every goddamn nuke they fucking have just because. Look at this guy. He's like fucking little lotion container. What the fuck is he doing? Wow. Yeah, look, you wonder why they got it. Look how close they are. Hey, they got masks on.
Damn, that's real close.
They got masks on, so I will say, you know, give them that. Wow. 2 million fucking people. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, in entertainment news, Johnny Depp and ex-wife, what's her name? Amber?
Amber Turk.
Yeah, both face unfavorable testimony on fourth day of trial, which was yesterday.
Fourth day? We're on day 9. Yeah, this is... When was this story?
Did I accidentally, like, copy?
Yeah, you got an old-ass...
Yeah, and it's Fox News.
Oh. Sorry. I'm going to throw this at your face.
Sorry.
God. Oh, Jesus.
That's all right.
Kayla said, just give her the tip.
She'll be happy with the tip.
She will.
That's it.
So,
she needs a seven. Was it a seven?
Kayla, you want to give us the recap of what happened today?
Yeah. Yeah, do that. Anyway,
so basically what happened is Amber got up from once they dismissed her from the.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she just stormed out. Did you see that?
She
was pissed at her fucking defense. And I hate to say it, like I watched a recap of it and I was like, dude, her fucking defense lawyer just got her ass handed to her. Like more than any other lawyer I've ever seen. She looked like. She was a fucking elementary student. Like, deer in the headlights.
Right.
Everything she tried to ask, objection. Sustained. Well, objection. Course. Sustained.
Yeah, they didn't want nothing to come back on her, of course. But, you know.
Kayla said, it was basically BS all day. No, I think it was a little bit better than the last couple days. It was a little bit more eventful.
If Anthony is here, maybe Anthony watched it. He don't do nothing.
Kayla says no one wants to work with Amber. That should be a sign right fucking there.
Yeah, no shit. There wasn't she taken off of Aquaman 2?
Yeah.
All of
she
it?
Had like a 5 minutes, you know, or not even 5 minutes. I think it was a very, very small part.
Right. And so they took her off though, right?
So what does that mean?
They cut her out of the movie.
So you hate when people do the same shit to you.
Hey, I'm laughing about it.
I know you are.
I'm laughing about it, man.
So
we gotta watch that fucking movie again, man. Gotta take it out there.
Kayla said that she only had a 2 minute part.
She had a 2 minute part and they took her out.
Yep.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I'm not gonna miss anything.
No, exactly. No. All right, everybody. Get excited. Top Gun Maverick is in theaters. And of course, Patrick pulled another fucking Fox story. Son of a mother.
Sorry. Hey, Tom Cruise revealed Top Gun Maverick would never make its theatrical debut on streaming network despite years of setbacks due to COVID-19. Cruise and the Top Gun team touched down at the Cannes Film Festival on Wednesday afternoon for a European premiere, a spectacle that included 8 8 fighter jets flying high above, with red and blue smoke streaming from behind to match the colors of the French flag.
Just so y'all know, Cannes Film Festival is in France.
Do they know that?
I don't know. Some people might not know.
I don't know. Festival President Pierre Lescure. Pierre Lescure. Also announced Cruz as a recipient of a surprise Palme de Derelé award. So don't ask me to pronounce that again.
What was that again? What was that award?
Some kind of award. About 15 honorary palms. Is that palms?
Yes, palms.
Yeah, palms have been given before on stage with an audience who gave a standing ovation just before the sequel screening began. The 59-year-old Tom is 59?
This is not a recent picture, is it? Holy fucking shit.
Tom Cruise is 59?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
And look, he hasn't aged. Dude, this guy sold his soul to the devil. You know for a fact he has.
Well, he's in, what is he?
Scientology.
Yeah, Scientology.
Yep.
Yeah, so he has. Let's see. The 59-year-old actor returned to Cannes for the first time in 3 decades and walked alongside Top Gun co-star. Co-stars including Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm, and Glenn Powell. I like John Hamm and Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good actors.
Jennifer Connelly in since what was that movie she was in? That real creepy fucked up movie?
I don't know.
Oh, it was an old movie. Oh shit. It was like a really
dark movie. If you go all the way back to the '80s, don't say that it's a really old movie.
Sorry.
Okay. The last time he attended the star-studded event was 1992 with ex-wife Nicole Kidman for their Far and Away flick directed by Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know Ron Howard directed that.
I didn't either.
Oh. All right. Let's see. Crew sat down for a masterclass conversation. At the festival's 1,000-seat Des Pussy.
Des Pussy.
Sorry, people. It's D. Busey.
Gary Busey?
Busey, not Boozy.
Boozy?
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Okay, 1,000-seat Just a Tip theater prior to the premiere, where he told the French journalist he was dedicated to making sure the film was made its way to the big screen after years of obstacles. There you have it.
Yeah, we watched the how they made it and how they, you know, because obviously technology has advanced a lot since the first one. So now they actually have the cameras inside the cockpit. So you're actually seeing when his face and shit, the G-force, like you're actually seeing them in the actual airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Not like the last time where it was like they did all these maneuvers, but their face stayed exactly the same.
Right.
So they're trying to make it way more believable than the last one. And I'm like, I can't wait to go see it. So Kayla, after Alex's graduation on Friday, let's go. Let's go.
Is that next Friday?
No, it's this Friday.
Woo! This Friday, really?
Yeah, this Friday.
Wow. Okay.
As in like tomorrow. Shit, I forgot.
I thought it came out on the 27th, right before Memorial Day.
I thought it was already out. Is it not out?
No, it's not out.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was the 27th.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. So
May 24th.
Okay, so it's
Wednesday. It's not out yet.
So it's Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday. Tuesday. Wednesday.
All right, well, whenever it comes out, I'm going to ask off.
Whenever it fucking comes out.
I'm like, hey, boss, I need to have off on the 24th. And he's going to be like, why? Top Gun's coming out.
Oh, shit, I need to go see that too. Fuck, man.
Yeah, no, he's probably going to, he's like, hey, let's go. He's like, well, just corporate expense it.
Right.
Like, you got a corporate credit card. Just go ahead and fucking expense the whole thing. Cool.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, whoops. I accidentally checked that one off. My bad. Sports.
So
Mavericks lost.
Yeah, they lost.
Fuck.
It's all right. They'll come back.
I heard that Luka got hurt in the game.
Oh, he did?
I don't know if he's going to be out for the next game, and I don't even know when the next game is. I'm totally like, once again, you got another Fox fucking Jesus Christ.
What?
You every article that you pulled was Fox.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, they all are.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, I thought a couple of them were CNNs.
No, you didn't have any CNN.
Oh, sorry.
All the stories I post, none of them were Fox.
Oh.
I don't trust Fox News. Fucking fake.
Okay. So it was CNN.
Yeah, no, I don't trust that. Yeah, I didn't pull any. I never pull any CNN news. For that very reason.
Right.
They're all fucking fake. I only trust AP News, Reuters. That one and AP, that's pretty much it. I don't trust fucking none of the other ones.
Right.
Fuck them.
What's the ring for, Kayla? I don't even know. All right, so Mavericks lost.
Their next game is tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Yeah, maybe they'll win.
Game two. It's yep. Friday night. Maybe we should have a game two party.
Maybe.
We just need to have an excuse to have a party. I mean, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I thought we were going to have Marissa on
Saturday.
Saturday.
Kayla says she only trusts Facebook news. Kayla, I agree with you 100%.
Really?
No.
So. We got to watch that.
What is that even from? Step Brothers, right?
Step Brothers.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember
when they ask if they can make their beds into bunk beds.
Oh, you know, that's so right. And then Dad says, yeah, that's fine.
I don't give a fuck. That's what it is. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I remember just that part do it. Now.
Whatever. You know?
So. Is that a yeah?
Eric, we can sit here all night and go, so.
We're going to make the whole last hour.
So,
what do we do next?
What was that kid's name? Mr. Gardecki?
Oh, yeah.
Glardecki. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't remember. But I remember the Pam Pam stuff. So.
Oh, man. The Pam Pam was fucking great.
Yeah. Hello, Miss Lady. I think I can help you with this Pam Pam. Oh, two M's? No, one M. It's Pam. So, anyway.
So the N is silent, right?
The N is silent. Oh, okay, okay, I get it.
Oh, my God. We're
get out of my office. I mean, y'all come in here with tuxedos. Y'all going to be fucking janitors. Oh shit.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. That concludes what?
Nothing.
Okay. Unless you want to add more.
No. That's fine.
If you haven't liked, subscribed, and turned your notifications on, please make sure you do that right now. Right meow.
Yeah, right meow.
So that way you will never miss another episode of this delicious and amazing entertainment spectacle that we call FU Podcast.
Yep, that's it.
That's it, everybody.
All right, see y'all next time. Les, if you're still here, I'll text you or message you or something.
And if anybody wants to attend the festivities on Saturday and possibly Friday, please feel free to contact us. Hit us up on Facebook Messenger, and we will gladly answer eventually. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you for everybody tuning in. And yes, Kayla, we're ending it a little early.
Yeah, because I got to get up at 3:30.
And I got to get up early, and I got to pee really bad, too.
Pussy.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Love you long time.
Everybody take care. Bye.
Yeah, be good to each other, and don't do stupid shit. And if you do, film it. Thank you.
Yeah, so we can put it on the podcast.
Exactly.
All right, bye.
All right, love you long time. Bye-bye.
See you.